Her small mouth had turned petulant. As Catelyn held her, she remembered the slender, high-breasted girl who waited beside her that day in the Sept at River Run, how lovely and full of hope she had been. All that remained of her sister's beauty was the great fall of thick auburn hair that cascaded to her waist. "You look well," Catelyn lied, "but tired." Her sister broke the embrace. "Tired, yes, oh yes." She seemed to notice the others then, her maid, Maester Coleman, Sir Vardis. "Leave us," she told them. "I wish to speak to my sister alone." She held Catelyn's hand as they withdrew, and dropped it the instant the door closed. Catelyn saw her face change. It was as if the sun had gone behind a cloud. "Have you taken leave of your senses?" Lysa snapped at her. "To bring him here, without a word of permission, without so much as a warning, to drag us into your quarrels with the Lannisters?" "My quarrels?" Catelyn could scarce believe what she was hearing. A great fire burned in the hearth, but there was no trace of warmth in Lysa's voice. "They were your quarrels first, sister. It was you who sent me that cursed letter, you who wrote that the Lannisters had murdered your husband, to warn you so you could stay away from them. I never meant to fight them. Gods, Cat, do you know what you've done?" "Mother," a small voice said,